Pepe. On his way down the hall, Pepe called for a cab to meet him across the street at Burgerman's. Before leaving the air conditioning, he buzzed Norm. It rang 10 times before he answered. He was curiously hesitant, but said sure. Could use some help. Come on over. There were 2 cabs waiting, illegally parked on the grass strip in front of the fast food palace. He asked them, and the second cab said it was his. He gave it the bell's address and settled back for the short ride. This was a complicated business. He knew what role Aurora was supposed to play in the coming, but Norman was an unknown factor. On the other hand, there was a personal side to it. Norm and Rory were more than just his friends. 2 years before, he had made a real error in judgment and wound up deeply involved with an undergraduate who turned out to be an extremely competent and calculating bitch. He had considered himself sophisticated, well-schooled in the nuances of American society, but she was more sophisticated and set him up and knocked him down. They'd had sex once, and she had pictures of it. Pictures of them doing something that was technically illegal in the state of Florida. And she, just an innocent girl, 10 years younger than him. All she wanted was a passing grade, but she hadn't done any of the work. Just an innocent girl with a hidden camera, Rory and Norm pointed out, when he confessed to them over dinner at their place. And forget about the oral sex law. The house did a quick search and found that the law had never been enforced against heterosexuals, except in connection with actual child abuse. This child was 19, going on 40. They got a copy of her transcript and made a few very discreet inquiries. It turned out that at least 3 of her high grades were gifts of love, with the help of a camera. One of the men, who had since left the university for a private firm, was eager to testify against her, before a dean, a jury, a firing squad, whatever. Rory did some administrative shuffling and made herself the girl's advisor. Then she called her in for counseling and presented the evidence and told her she could either take an F and leave the university or go to jail for extortion. She left. That had not just saved his academic life. Even if the girl's threats were empty, any kind of adverse publicity could have cost him his blue card. It would be hard to monitor the coming from Cuba. As the cab turned onto 14th Avenue, he saw another cab parked in front of the Bell's house. A man in a suit with a bandaged hand got into it. The cab pulled away and Pepe's U-turned to take its space. He verified his credit number and went up the walk. When he stepped into the atrium, Norm opened the door and said, Buenas. So who was the guy with the bandage? That's a long story. Norm let him in, and a short one. The short one is that he's the man who broke the window. The burglar? Why don't the cops have him? You just let him go? The cops were here. Turns out you can settle out of court, on the spot. He offered 20 big ones, more than twice the replacement cost. Must be a lot of money in his line of work. Whatever that is. Let's measure the thing. Pepe followed Norm into the kitchen, where he rummaged through a couple of drawers and came up with a tape measure. The broken window was 80 by 160 centimeters. I've got some 1 by 2 meter press board, he said. It's ugly, but it'll do. They went into Norm's neat garage. The neatness made Pepe uneasy. His own garage, under the apartment, was a collection of random junk. There was actually room for a car in this one. Norman went to a rack that was mostly wood-eyed and press board, but did have a few actual boards of fragrant pine. He tugged on a big sheet of press board. Pepe stepped over and helped him with it. The house chimed and said the privacy period was almost up. Norman asked for another 30 minutes. He worked silently for a few minutes, using the tape and a T-square to measure out a rectangle on the press board. They carried the board over to the table saw. On the workbench next to it, an iron mallet and a spatter of blood. Norman saw Pepe staring at it. That's part of the story. The long story. You want to tell it? Not really, no. They wiggled the board and the table saw's guide until it was exact. The saw blades curve on the waist side of the drawn line. They cut off an 80 by 200 rectangle and then cut that to size. You don't have to answer this, Norman said suddenly. But we were talking a couple of years ago after Rory went to bed. Talking about sex? Homosex? I sort of remember that. We had a bit to drink. A lot. He stamped the board on the table twice, then went over the cut edges with a rag. You'd done it, you said.